Penguin Random House Audio presents Embrace Fearlessly the Burning World, Essays by Barry Lopez, read for you by James Naughton, with an introduction written and read by Rebecca Solnit. Barry Holston Lopez, January 6, 1945, December 25, 2020. That, friends, is the sum of my wanting. Next to nothing, close to everything. Pablo Neruda, I Ask for Silence.
Introduction. The Quest for the Holy Grail. Attention is the rarest and purest form of generosity. Absolutely unmixed attention is prayer. Simone Weil. The word essay comes from the French essayer, to try, and though Barry Lopez wrote book-length nonfiction and short stories, he was in some sense always an essayist, moving towards an apprehension of the natural world and our relation to it. To try is to explore the outer boundaries of one's own capacity, as well as the world beyond oneself, and the meeting of these two things drives much of his work. Every essay is a document of the writer's endeavor and an invitation to the reader to pursue their own explorations. This collection of his essays has, as well, scattered through it fragments of an autobiography, and in that autobiography are traces of a quest, another form of essaying. Though Barry chose in his writing to look outward more than inward, the two directions are never truly separate in his work. We learn from both what resembles and what differs from ourselves. We learn about being human from the non-human, though we may choose to learn about the non-human for its own sake and for the joy of enlarging our understanding and deepening our relationship to the world. Other essays are both windows that take you out of yourself and mirrors that show you back to yourself, and so a flight is also a return. The autobiographical passages in this volume are themselves a guide to the work and its aspirations. From them you can glean a practical sense of who Barry Lopez was and why he was so passionate about place, travel, and the non-human world. Embrace Fearlessly the Burning World contains two accounts of his long childhood ordeal of sexual abuse by a family friend, a scary abundance of water, and sliver of sky. In the first, he makes it clear that the natural world itself, what he could ride to on his bike, the flight of his tumbler pigeons, and their daily return, the light and space and water of the San Fernando Valley north of Los Angeles, where he then lived, was his sanctuary and his support when he otherwise so desperately lacked both. The first essay, which came out in 2002, had a huge impact on me. The sheer generosity of recognizing how unexceptional his ordeal was, of weaving it into a broader recognition of the suffering of others and of what is redemptive and beautiful in the world around us, suggested to me, more than any book-length memoir, what memoir could be and how the intensely personal and the larger world could be spoken of together in the same breath. The act of widening one's focus is itself an act of generosity in situations like this, not as a way of ignoring one's own life, but as a means for connecting it with others' lives. If disconnection is the devastation that allows an abuser to abuse, a family to deny, a child to suffer in silence, connection is itself curative. We might need to go deep, the piece seems to say. But we might also need to go broad, and it does that as well. Even in the titles of the two essays about this abuse, referencing water and sky, Barry reaches beyond, not to avoid, but to reach out, the way a drowning person might reach for flotsam in the waves. In the earlier essay, rushing into the untrammeled space of the San Fernando Valley, when much of it was still undeveloped or agricultural, was running from something. It was also moving towards something, and journeying to that something would be what Barry would do for the rest of his life. to what he loved most steadily throughout 24 books and more than half a century of writing. The love of place can sustain a life, and we usually talk as though it's an unreciprocated love, a one-way street. These essays show why that is wrong. The places love us back in how they steady and sustain us, teach us, shelter us, guide us, feed us, and that old image of the earth itself as a mother is a reminder that we depend upon the unearned bounty of the biosphere. So in a sense, in learning to love the earth and particular places in it, we are learning to love back what loved us all along. Learning to love these places by studying and understanding them was one of Barry's lifelong tasks. Those of us who write about the natural world cherish some sense of being fed and cared for and protected by places and the living things in them, of a communion with the non-human world that matters on corporeal, ethical, emotional, imaginative, and spiritual terms. Which is why we have often tried to talk about both how those realms are being objectively threatened by climate catastrophe, extinction, exploitation, and disappearing from our consciousness as human beings become more indoor urban creatures, and what kind of loss the latter is. We have tried to provide readers with a sense of what it means to be connected this way, both to give them a chance to access this connection through our own recounted experiences and to encourage them to seek out their own experiences or to examine them in new ways. And in hopes that by encouraging attention to and finding value in the natural world, we might move people to recognize the many ways in which it is immeasurably important not only to our survival, but also to our spirits and imaginations, to justice and hope. What gets called nature writing is sometimes about animals or encounters, but often as well about the land itself, about place itself, ultimately about the earth itself. There's a passage in E.M. Forster's 1910 novel named after the country house at the heart of it, Howards End. That old house in the country gives the main characters refuge and a space in which to be themselves and to be connected to rural life and community. Forster wrote, "London was but a foretaste of this nomadic civilization, which is altering human nature so profoundly and throws upon personal relations a stress greater than they have ever borne before. Under cosmopolitanism, if it comes, we shall receive no help from the earth. Trees and meadows and mountains will only be a spectacle, and the binding force that they once exercised on character must be entrusted to love alone. May love be equal to the task." By love, Forster means the feelings between human beings, and he argues that we need more than that, and portrays with tenderness and power what more can mean. Help from the earth is how places love us back, but first we have to connect to them. In the essay here titled, "Love in a Time of Terror," Barry writes, "Whenever I'm asked what I love, I think of the aggregate of relationships in that place, that summer." Which is to say, the subject of what is often called nature writing is inevitably nature, but also love, and the latter means that what the writing academics tried to herd into a corral of that name is often something else. It might be geography or sociology or history or anthropology, but it is often also the values, desires, emotions, and orientations that make us human, and in that sense, quite often, it is theology. I often felt something intentionally priestly about Barry's presence when he spoke to audiences, a kind of formal way of presenting himself, but also an intention to bring us the way a priest might bring a congregation to something transcendent or imminent. He was unafraid of taking moral positions and stating principles, and he wasted no time on that chimera of neutrality that has bedeviled so many white American writers. This committed stance is present in his work. When his mother remarried to a man who moved the family to New York City and away from his abuser, he was sent to a Jesuit prep school. There's a lot about Barry that remained Jesuitical or perhaps priestly. And as a young man, he considered a monastic or priestly vocation. As he narrates it in Madre de Dios, he did not end up pursuing that.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?